A few weeks after The Homesman makes its East Coast debut at the Hamptons International Film Festival over the Columbus Day weekend, this odd, grim tale of frontier life in Nebraska Territory will move into theaters all over the country. If there's time, though, prospective viewers should first read the book on which the story is based. The novel, The Homesman, which came out in 1988, was written by the late award-winning fiction writer Glendon Swarthout, some of whose novels became successful films. They Came to Kudura, starring Gary Cooper and Rita Hayworth, and The Shootist with John Wayne and Lauren Bacall. Among the oddest features of The Homesman, however, is its title. There is no such word, homesman, and the person who takes on the job is a woman. But oh, how Swarthout uses this invented word to inform his main characters and advance his eccentric plot. This is one Western where the quest goes east. A homesman is a person whose lot it is to escort deranged women across the Missouri to Iowa, where they'll be met by church people who will arrange for the cuckoo clocks to be transported to relatives back east. The women, four of them in the novel, three in the film, have gone mad trying to cope with death, disease, starvation, loneliness. The husband who draws the stick to do the job, however, refuses. Enter Mary B. Cuddy, bossy, plain, pious, independent. She'll do it. Originally from Boston and a teacher, she has her own demons. A 30-something spinster, she sings plaintive love songs to the moon while accompanying herself on a strip of cloth she's designed to look like a piano. Courageous, compassionate, fiercely determined, she soon realizes she can't do it alone. Enter the reprobate 50-something George Briggs, or whatever his name is, a tough-talking, sardonic loner, an army deserter, and a claim jumper. He takes the job because Cuddy has saved him from a hanging, though the reader never knows if and when he'll bolt. Expect the unexpected. Swarthout memorably captures in dispassionate, lean, and brutally realistic prose what life was like then for the losers who went west, those who were defeated by the land, the weather, the Indians, those who lost their savings and their children and their minds. There were no insane asylums then. The mad were often shot. In an afterword to the reissued book this year, Swarthout's son says his father wanted to explore this forgotten decade in American history. It's a ragged narrative full of surprising turns and dark humor, and a good opportunity to appreciate the different strengths of book and movie. I'm Joan Baum.